You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So Investec has a series called the Investec Mind Series. It's basically a series that they put together where they tap into some of the most valuable minds within their own business to share some insights around relevant topics, potential investment ideas, and industry-specific expertise. The series has been going on for quite some time, and we've spoken about this on the show in the past. It's quite a great series. If you haven't caught up with the series, it's presented by the former host of this show, Fifi Peters, and Fifi basically sits down in each episode with a different expert from a different sector. And this time around, in this latest episode, she's sitting down with the aviation expert at Investec, that's Tato Macha, and they're looking at the in aviation space within Africa. It's really an insightful interview, and I think anyone that wants to get a bit more knowledge from what's been happening in these series or in these particular areas that Investec is focusing on definitely wants to catch up on the series. We've got the series up as a podcast. It is put up on the MoneyWeb website, but I've also got a little snippet from that particular series, or at least from the latest episode, and I'm going to play that snippet for you now. Let's listen in on that.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Investec Minds podcast, where we speak to leading experts in the bank about the opportunities and the challenges facing South Africa's economy. In today's episode, we're looking at the aviation sector, an important industry for tourism, both leisure and business tourism, and an important industry for trade, with around 30% of the goods that we consume being moved by air. We're in conversation with Tato Macha, a senior aviation consultant over at Investec CIB. She joins me now. Tato, thanks so much for joining the podcast.
Thank you for having me, Fifi.
Tell us a little bit more about the work that Investec does in the aviation sector.
Yeah, so Investec Aviation Finance offering, I could say we started really around 2002. So we've been involved in this industry for quite a while. Mm-hmm. And what we basically offer, it's in the name. We finance aviation assets. That includes commercial aircraft, helicopters, freighters, corporate jets.
How is the dynamic tourism industry right now? What does that mean for the kind of work that you're doing in the industry right now?
So I think, you know, the pandemic presented quite some interesting opportunities. I think when we came straight out of the pandemic, there was a lot of revenge travel. I think you might have heard of that term.
Yep.
And I think there was a concern that it's going to die down and people are going to, you know, run out of the savings they had because they could do nothing during COVID and not travel as much. But that doesn't seem to have happened. And I think what has been great about COVID is it's changed people's patterns. I think even as a South African, you find now you fly more to Cape Town, you know, you go and discover a lot more of your domestic tourism. So it's really taken people out of their seats into the aircraft, traveling and seeing things. And I think being a lot more connected, you know, as a nation on TikTok, etc., you see someone, I don't know, Tyler's popular overseas, Amapiano, you're thinking, oh, South Africa is interesting. What happens there? You're getting a lot more American tourists, whereas traditionally we were getting, you know, German tourists, people who really understood the African landscape.
So does that mean business is good right now?
I would say business is good. Yeah, look, the challenges, it's not without its challenges. You know, you still have, you know, geopolitical issues. You know, you still have exchange rate concerns if you're operating, you know, outside of the USD. So the challenges are still there, but I think it's definitely very positive at the moment.
From my understanding, the aviation industry, particularly the airlines, they make quite a, or most of their money from moving people around.
Yeah.
But I do know that cargo is also an important area for business for these carriers. So just talk to us about the cargo market and the work that Investec does there.
So in your normal passenger plane where there's space in the belly capacity, they often will put cargo there. But you do get some airlines as well who are sort of dedicated, flight dedicated, freight aircraft. So that industry has always been there. But I must say, you know, since COVID, it saw quite a boom and you saw a rise of airlines that are dedicated to freighter or seeing quite an increased focus. I think I was reading recently that Ethiopian Airlines, you know, has opened a cargo center. Just, you know, as a show of the growth of their cargo industry. So, You know, we finance freight aircraft. If the aircraft is dedicated freight, you know, we're very happy to look at that. And what typically is a freight aircraft is what was a passenger before.
Okay.
You know, they've pulled out the seats and they've put in what they need to do to make it a freight aircraft. You can get a factory-built freight, but often it's a conversion from a PAX aircraft. And, you know, every consumer now wants next-day delivery. And mm-hmm. the only way to really, I think the main way to guarantee next-day delivery, you have to make use of your air freight. So there is a lot of opportunity that presents in the African continent. It's obviously also dependent on the growth of that middle class, you know, those people that are logging in online, mm-hmm. you know, spending their excess disposable income on whatever goods they need to buy. So I think as the African market grows, that middle, you know, income, you know, class kind of grows as well. It really creates, you know, exciting opportunities for what can be sort of the cargo market here in Africa.
Okay. And we are very grateful and thankful for the conversation that you and I have just had right now. Fascinating insights into the aviation sector, and thanks for making us the more wiser about your world.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
The views expressed are those of the contributors at the time of publication and do not necessarily represent the views of the firm and should not be taken as advice or recommendations. Investec Bank Limited, an authorized financial services provider and registered credit provider.
That was the Investec Minds series. It's up as a podcast. You can definitely go catch up on it on the MoneyWeb website or the MoneyWeb app. If you haven't heard it or haven't listened to any of the previous episodes, I highly recommend you go and check them out.
In the world of business banking, projections, numbers, and your bottom line often triumph over relationships. At Investec, we value both. That's why we understand that running a successful business takes endurance, drive, and partners who are willing to walk the journey with you. It's the private banking service we are known for, now available for your business. Because you never settle for ordinary, neither should your business. Investec Business Banking. Out of the ordinary. Investec Bank Limited, a registered credit and authorized financial services provider.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.